Chavetz Chaim. And
go up to day 50. Go up to seven.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Yosef, you ready? Fun. Clear? Good. Fine. Thank you for now. For all the permission. Good. Fine. Fine. Chavetz Chaim informed us today that the popular pastime of armchair financial analysis is actually a forum for Lashon Hara. Plus, you know, I don't know. It says here, armchair financial analysis. I'm not sure what that is. Armchair financial analysis. I'm not sure what that is exactly. But basically, speaking about someone's monetary situation. So this guy's a rich guy. This guy's someone's financial situation. This guy's rich. He's not rich. Especially people who are trying to raise money. It could be the end of speaking to Lashon Hara. We're trying to be fundraisers. So let's say this guy is good. This guy's not good. This guy's, you know. Saying sometimes a group could conclude, based on their information, which is not always accurate, that someone's bankrupt. Or at least deeply in debt. Such a conclusion could cause hurt to the person in a concrete way. People who hear this discussion may shy away from doing business with him, or they may refuse to lend him monies. Obviously, if it's information that must be conveyed, then one could provide information. Let's say I want to do business with this person. So then I can look into it. If you know that the guy's in debt, you could tell me the guy's in debt. If it's for a constructive purpose, I don't want to, you know, this guy's whole business rates fall apart, and he asked me if I can invest $20,000. So if you know that he's almost in debt, it's constructive purpose to tell me, by the way, this is a situation that you decide if you want to invest with him or not. Maybe he'll save his business, maybe not. Maybe he'll go down with the rest of his business. So just to stop to talk about some guy if he has money or not is also plus 5 cents.
What if you don't mention names? If you just simply
I'm not mentioning names. I'm not talking. I'm just talking about money. I don't know, have his moment. But if I'm talking about the guy's name. Then who
is it? This situation happened a lot in 2007, where donors suddenly would go bankrupt because all of their money is invested in real estate, and the real estate market just went south. And so every week, someone would come in and simply say, "Well, I just heard a story that someone went bankrupt," without mentioning any names.
It's fine. They didn't mention names. It's fine, but
Lashon Hara goes on the stuff.
Person. Fine, you like to say someone a wolf. No, they're good. The bank went bankrupt. So we're saying that. Also, Chavetz Chaim discussed another issue of relative statements. Meaning, we could make the same statement that one person is a compliment and another person is an insult. For example, let's say you have a very rich guy. You say, this rich guy, he gave me $5 for tzedakah. That's an insult. You gave me only $5. He's a multimillionaire. You gave me $5 tzedakah. If you talk at another guy who doesn't have a lot of money, you say, he gave $5 tzedakah. Oh, say, oh, that's very nice. It's beautiful. So just because you'd say, if someone said the statement about me, I wouldn't mind, it doesn't make a knowledge in heart.
Does it or does?
It does not. Meaning, if I would say about, right, let's say I say about one person. Just because for me it would be a compliment, and for the other person it would be an insult, it's still a knowledge in heart. But I say, for me, I gave $5. I say, I gave $5 to Tzedakah. I'd be happy. It's a nice thing. But if you talk about a multimillionaire, say, he gave $5 to Tzedakah, it's an insult. Sounds bad. Well, the same thing would be, let's say, you say, this guy, he learns 2 hours a day. If the guy is sitting in yeshiva a whole day, and you say he learns 2 hours a whole day, that's Lashon Hara. Just not talk about it for no reason. If you're talking about a businessman, a hectic schedule, a busy person, a very busy person, you're trying to help Yisrael, say, well, this guy learned 2 hours a day with his whole schedule. It's a compliment. So it's all relative to who the statement's being made about.
Like somebody said, he learned her best cholent in the world. My wife hears that. And the guy's been to our house also. So in fact, you should say that your wife's cholent is better, you know, it's the best cholent. My wife might say, wow, might be hurt by that.
It's all the truth. It's all
true.
And I think Barnett was close to it.
It's very good.
What about blanket statements like, all Americans are rich?
That's not true. Do whatever you want.
There's the Jewish are rich. The Jewish are rich.
So
I heard a joke from Akiva. He said, how do you become a millionaire in Israel? How do you become a millionaire in Israel?
Yeah.
What?
How do you become a millionaire in Israel? Bring 2 million.
Two million. 20%. It's about, they're making you 20% to tzedakah, right?
Yeah.
They want to make you 20%.
Say less and higher on the economy. Every economy is nice.
Okay. Where are we holding?
We're holding on Zach. You're going to be in the Zach. Shut the door for a second.
That's 10B.
Yeah. Yeah, 10B. We're holding now 19 lines in the bottom. Start counting. Okay. I'm Mark.
You know, one of my rabbis, when we were younger, make us number every dot before we started. Like numbered by fives or by every single.
So what we want to number the dots by fives from now on? Omar Mar, which means Mar said, Mar is like Mister, like Mem Reish is like Mister in English. Mister Mar, which means Master said earlier. Omar Mar always means we in English means we mentioned earlier. Omar Mar means Mar said. Who's Mar? Mar is Mister. Mister, one of the Misters we wrote earlier in the Gemara. One of the Masters. Mar is like Master. One of the Masters we wrote earlier, so we mentioned earlier in the Gemara. Omar Mar. Mar said. I mean, we mentioned earlier in the Gemara. Someone said the following, that what does the rabbis running with the rabbis, we said there, someone kills B'shogeg, he runs to our mikla with the rabbanim, with the rabbis, correct? Now what do these rabbis tell the Goel Hadam? How do they try to appease him? They say, don't kill him, it was a mistake. That's what they tell him, right? So we said earlier that the rabbis try to tell the Goel Hadam is it was a mistake. That's what he said. The Gemara says, Pshit, that's obvious. The Ibn Mazin, because if it was Ibn Mazin, Bar Golus, who would this guy be running to Golus? So I'm saying the words of Pashtun, the Gemara says, the Goel Hadam understand, they see this guy running without shoes even, probably he's running in socks, running to the Ari Mikla. Right? And it said, even with two rabbis. It's simple, you see a guy running with two rabbis towards the Ari Mikla, he's running to the Ari Mikla. It's clear. So one of the other rabbis telling this guy, don't worry, relax, it was a mistake. That's not going to appease him. He knows it's a mistake. He sees if you're running with rabbis to the Ari Mikla, obviously it was a mistake. So how's that going to exactly appease the Goel Hadam? Right? Has this person treated? He even made it by Golosu. Is he a son of Golosu? So he knows that already. Rabbi says, in, yes. There is a scenario that halacha is you still run to Golos even if it was amazing. Well, Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, which really we also saw this in our Mishnah. But we quoted from a Braisa. Tanya explains why. Because really, Mishnah is stronger than a Braisa, but we bring the Braisa, because the Mishnah wouldn't be so clear. So I didn't realize Tanya has an answer about it. Tanya talks about it. It's just a good thing, though. Usually, if you bring a Mishnah, you would bring the Mishnah, which is stronger than the Braisa. So I'm reading here, right? This line is from our Mishnah on Daf Tes on my base, right? We said the Mishnah Daf Tes on my base. This should be read. But anyway, we bring it down for a price. It says, yes, even if you're amazed, the first thing you do if you kill somebody is you run to Ari Mikla. That is your judgment. Which you can see in Rashi, says, your Tchilas Mishnah, the first judgment on you is if you kill somebody, you got to run to Ari Mikla. Even if you're amazed. Now, it's true. If you killed on purpose, we're also going to eventually kill you also. But the first verdict on you is you run to Ari Mikla. That's your first penalty. Next thing, stage two will be, we'll call you out and we'll kill you. But that's what we see in Rashi, that's the halacha. We'll pull you back out and kill you.
According
to this,
you
can he's the best of Shliach. The best that kills him, he's the Shliach. The halacha is he's the one to kill him. We'll see in a second. Yeah, if there's a Goel Hadam, he kills a relative. Yeah, and every mazid to Goel Hadam is the right. He's around, but Goel Hadam is the one that the pasuk says.
Or is it a mitzvah?
So, does he get an escort?
Yeah, we'll see. Who got an escort?
Well, okay.
Yeah, he's going to get Ezra. We'll see. Everybody, hold on. Yeah, he's going to get Ezra. Let's see.
So you kill someone, you immediately go to Rav, say, I killed someone.
You don't go to Rav. You don't go to any Rav. You run to Arimah.
No,
you don't go anywhere.
So you run alone?
Yes, the first time you run alone.
That's my question.
The first time you run alone. You kill somebody by mistake, on purpose. It doesn't matter where you go. You just run to Arimah as fast as you can. Fine? You run there. Now, even if you kill, according to this shot, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, you run, even if you know you killed on purpose, you know the guy took out a gun and killed someone on purpose, and you know his best is going to kill him, your first halacha is you have to run to Ari Mikla. So your first judgment against you, the Torah says, run to Ari Mikla. That's your first penalty, first one, start running. Fine. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Aymer, the tchila in the beginning, which means in the beginning of the story, the second you kill somebody, echad shegi means, whether, it means one if you're a shogeg, one if you're a mazik, whether you're a shogeg, whether you killed by mistake. The echo amazing, or whether you know you've killed by mazik for sure, doesn't matter. Makdim, when you introduce, you go la'ari mikla to the ari mikla. You go to ari mikla, that's step one. I don't care what happened, I don't care what the story, you run to ari mikla. Then what happens? What's stage two? Uvestin, Bezda is the best in Shalfin, they send the messenger. Umevin, Asim, they bring them there, Misham from there. They bring the guy, the killer, from the Arimik, they bring him back to the city where he killed. So that's halacha. He has to be judged in the city where he did the crime. Right? He can't be judged in Arimik. He has to be judged, they bring him back to his hometown, where the story happened. So that Bestin, that's always halacha. Where the story happened, that Bestin has to judge you. Someone asks, why can Bestin Arimik judge you? It's much safer.
Right.
What are we doing? Pulling this guy out, and I'll bring him back. Leave him at no, the... You have to bring him... You always have to go back to the place where the crime happened. What? Where's that Bestin? Here says Agmar says Bestin. Agmar says your Bestin. Ben, certain time Bestin. Agmar. No, not in Yerichal. I said there's no Bestin there anyway because it's just. I said there's just a Canaan there. Why is there? Maybe there's a Bestin for the Levim. There's no Bestin.
Why is
there
saying?
Why not? I said I don't know for sure, but I'm saying there's only.
You don't need 72.
So he's saying that's the Pshat why he to come back.
You mean 23.
They never kill, so they didn't.
They could either never had a best, never fell. So you don't need a real. But there weren't so many people. It could be fine. That could also be fine. Good. So you bring him back. If you just want to say, bring him back to where he killed. You bring him back, but there's no best in maybe in Aramek. What does it bring back to a best in, right? Of a lot of rabbis in their other city. Good. If best in goes through the story, and it comes out, we have Aiden, you're warned, and you're, right, you're warned. So if you're Chayim Misa, Hargu, Bestin killed Misha, how do we know you're Chayim Misa? If you had, were warned, and there were witnesses, and you killed anyway, on purpose, you're Chayim Misa, you're Chayim to get killed. Now how do we know that even if you kill the Mason, you must run to Ari Mikla? Where do we get that from? Where does the Pasuk say that? Shana Amar, this is what we get. This is the source, right? Until now, we never knew Shalach, we're learning Makas for a few months already. Fine, we never knew if you kill a maze, you go to Aramek Club. We never heard about this one time. So where in the world of Rabbi Yehuda get this from? He says, Shanae Amrak, it says, Vishalchu Zikne Ha'ir.
We just went from the Mishnah back to the Gemara.
No, I didn't go from the Mishnah. I'm in the Gemara the whole time.
Are you recording the Mishnah?
We're recording a Braisa. Good. We're recording a Braisa. No, this is all part of the Braisa. I mean, that's a different than our Mishnah. And the Braisa explains itself why you have to go to Aramek Club even if you're a maze. Good. We're in the Braisa. Good. We're still in the Brice. You holding on, Chana?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Shenemar. Like it says, the Brice says, how do I know even if you kill on purpose, you go to Ayin Mikla? So it says, the Sholchu Zikne Iroi. The Lakhu Aysamisham. They send him the Zikane with the Irko, and they take him from there. The Nasu Aysai, and they give him Biyad Goyal Hadam, to the hand of the Goyal Hadam. The Mace, and he dies. So why in the world are you sending the Zikne Ir and taking him from there? So that is halacha. Even if someone killed a mazid, they have to go to, they must go to the Ari Miklat. Then Bestin calls them back, and if we see you're a mazid, we kill you. And who is the one to kill you? The Gol Adam kills you. That's halacha. When you kill on purpose, Bestin, obviously that's what you've already given from Bestin. Right? If it's a mazid, Bestin has to go through the whole case. You can't just shoot him on the roof. Right? If it's a shogi to go here, best to decide to go down and kill him. Good. That's person number one. That's possibility number one. Right? This guy killed. We show you amazing. Take your money and run. Run to Ari Mikla. Now we bring him back. Now there's three things that could happen. Either Bestin said he's Chayim Misa. He killed him, ate him in the morning. Oh, that's one option. Or, what's the other option? Misha loy mischayev. Someone who's not chayev miso. But it wasn't on purpose. What's the case? He killed, sorry, it was not by mistake. He killed, how can you have a guy who's off the hook? Doesn't go to Arvikl, so we don't kill him. Or he killed for Mazid. Become amazed.
No,
he didn't. Right, let's say he killed on purpose, but he wasn't warned, there's no witnesses. We can't kill him. There's no halacha, you can't go to Ar Miklat. You're not lucky enough, we don't give you the privilege of going to Ar Miklat to get your kapara, because you killed on purpose. So, Misha lo nischayev, he who is not chayev, Misa, or Galus, he's not chayev anything, but true, he's putter, he's off the hook, shenera, like it says, v'yitzilu ha'eda as ha'retzeah, the congregation saves the retzeah, mi'yad go adam from the hands of the go adam, which means we try to realize, find out why it was not a mazer, not a shogeg, it was not a mazer, not a shogeg. Let's say Rabbi Yezwan said maybe it was a mistake, possibly an einis, or right, it doesn't sound like
one.
Right, you're still retzeah. Tachon, do tshuva, you know what you want to do, the kain wants to do, tochane, you got it, tshuva. Yeah. Good, so that's option number two. The guy's potter. Let's say he couldn't help it. Then he takes a walk. And then, like the pasuk says, that's the next pasuk says, the pasuk also says you save him. There are certain days where you get saved. However, what's the third option? Mishin is chayim galus. Someone has to go to galus. Then machzirin aseilam kaimer. We return him back to his place to the Ari Miklat Shenemar, like the pasuk says. The shibu aislan eda. The congregation returns him el ir miklat to the ir miklat asher nas shama, which he ran over there. So what happens? So basically, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda in the Braisa and from our Mishnah, it doesn't matter if you kill B'shogi, even if you kill the Mazid, what's the halacha? Even if you kill the Mazid, do you run to our Miklot? Yeah. Even if someone kills on purpose, you always run to our Miklot. That's the halacha, you have to. You have a chiyuv to run to our Miklot. That's according to Rabbi Yossi, right? And then we pull you back and we see, were you a Shogi, were you a Mazid, were you a Potter, and then we carry on from there. Good? So far, so good? And now we understand why in the world you're telling the Kol Adam, it was a mistake, relax, don't kill us, because he's trying to make sure he knows it's not amazing. Good? What was Agmar's original question? Why did he tell you Kol Adam it was a mistake? It's obvious. It's not obvious. Because maybe it was amazing, we're running to Ar Miklat anyways. What was Agmar's original question? Why to tell the Kol Adam it was a mistake? He knows. If you run into Ar Miklat, what's the mistake? Say no. Could he thought it was amazing. So if it was on purpose, his blood, his mom is boiling, he's going to kill the murderer on the spot. If you tell him it was a mistake, he'll calm down a little bit and he'll let him run to the Ari Miklat. Good? So that's the answer to Gemara's original question. We were asking, if you're running to Ari Miklat, of course it's by mistake. How are you relaxing the Goyal Adam to tell him it's by mistake? I said, no. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, even if it was amazing, everyone runs to Ari Miklat. Right? So the Goyal Adam is running with his knife. He wants to kill the murderer. So by telling him, relax, it wasn't on purpose, it was a mistake, maybe that will calm him down and he'll let the murderer run to Ari Miklat.
Really, my question
still
stands.
It does. I didn't answer it. I don't
know.
Rashi says it does. Fine. So far, that's the sheet that we're basing. Now, in a minute, we're going to have Rebbe who argues. Rebbe's going to argue. Rebbe's going to say, no. If you know, a person knows he definitely killed on purpose, you don't have to run to Ari Miklat. You're wasting your time. There's no such halacha. If you know you kill on purpose, relax, you know, enjoy your last day of life. I don't know, go do whatever you want. You don't have to sit there running the Ari Miklat your last day on earth. I'm going to kill you now. Stay at home. There's nothing. Which he's going to explain. When the Torah told us, go fetch the guy from Ari Miklat, and if you did it amazing, kill him. But when they're telling you it's a chiyuv, if you do it on purpose, you have to run to Ari Miklat. Saying, let's say a guy killed on purpose, and he ran to Ari Miklat to get saved. Him, you pull him back out, you know, pull him back out, and kill him. But it's not a chiyuv to run. If you know you killed on purpose, there's no chiyuv on you to run to Ari Miklat. So Rebbe argues on Rabbi Yossi Rehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, no. The Torah demands that everybody, even if you kill on purpose, your first penalty is you've got to run to Ari Miklat and you've got to stay in Ari Miklat until we judge you. Like, you got to be in jail until we judge you, until we kill you. Rebbe says, no. You do not have to stay. Rebbe says, if you know you killed on purpose, stay at home. Relax, do some tshuva, learn a little more Torah before you die. And they'll kill you in the best and next time. They'll call you in and kill you. That is the rips. But before we see Rebbe, let's see Rashi on the Shita of Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Let's see, Rashi, start from Rashi, Pshita. That 15, 16 lines from the bottom. Rashi starts the first word on the line. Rashi the Pshita. The Gemara asks, right, if the Gol Hadan is running to the Ari Miklat, Pshita, it's simple that he did it by mistake. Kivan, since the Hugala, since he is going to Golos, Vada, it's certain, the Shogigar, he killed by mistake. The Eve made it hard, because if he killed on purpose, the Chi Gailohayo, would he go to Golos? And the Rashi says, Hagigar, Hegel is Hagigar. These are our gears in the war. The Ibe Mezid, Bagalosu, if he did be made Bagalosu, bids me out to wonder, if it's amazing, will we be running to Golos? Of course it was a mistake. Why are you telling the Golos that was a mistake? He knows. Why else were you running to Golos? How's that going to appease him? So my answer, no. The answer is, it's not so simple that it was a
everybody runs.
Everyone runs. Because what did Rabbi Yisrael say? Betchila. Let's see Rashi for it. Betchila originally. Rashi, what do you mean in the beginning? In the beginning of what? Chilas v'shpatim, in the beginning of the judgment, shall Reitzchim, of the Reitzayah, of the murderer. Rashi says this word, I don't know what it means, Rashi says, v'ikara, and the main judgment on him is, zehu, this is, echad shagiv, echad mezid, etc. Whether you're shagiv, whether you're mezid, the judge, if you kill somebody, the judgment on you is, you gotta go to Ari Miklat. I don't care if it was on purpose. You have to go to Ari Miklat, that's the rule against you. Now, how do we know this? So, v'yal of time on Mikra, we learn it for a pasuk. The Pasuk of the ish Saidi al Ra'ir, when there is a man who hates his enemy, Va'ar, and he ambushes him, Kamala of the Gaiman. So it's really, it's based on a Safri. They bring them the other, it's based on a Safri. Safri is the Medrash on what? On the Midbar, no, what's Safri? Because these took about Midbar, I think it's not Midbar. I thought it was Yikuba. These took about, that's Safri. Look at the Safri, we'll talk about it on the Var. So the Varim is Sifri. I forgot. Who's the Sifra, Sifri? There's different Midrash on everyone. There's Tereskat, there's Vayikra, there's Sifra, Sifri. One of the Yikra, one of the fun. But the Sifri, if you look at the fancy, they have a little base in Rashi. Rashi is the Yalav Taima. And the Mesteris of Shas said it's coming from a Sifri. That's what Rashi knows is Pasuk. So the Chi is Shadil Re'eyu Va'ar Bekavu. Mashma, which seems from there. Im Harga Bekavana. If so, even if someone kills, if he kills with intention, Yannis, you always have to run Tari Mikla. It says afterwards, the Shalom of the they send the messengers for the city, which means, if you read the Torah, it sounds like if you kill somebody, you run to Ari Miklat. The Pesukim don't say if you kill someone by mistake, you have to run to Ari Miklat. In one time when it says that, it says you have to run to Ari Miklat, was not necessarily when you killed by mistake. It just said if you killed, run to the Ari Miklat. So Rabbi Yisrael really said, even if you kill on purpose, you have to run to Ari Miklat until Bestin puts you on trial. Good, that's Rabbi Yisrael. So far, so good? Good. Let's see the next Rashi, just so we understand the Rebbe. Rebbe Eimer, Lai Amar HaKasam, the Pasuk never told me, She Yigla, the Pasuk did not tell me that he should go to Golos if you kill on purpose. Eller rather, who told you he made a mistake, the girl, and he went to Golos. So the Yimad HaKasam, the Pasuk is teaching me, She Kachuhu Misham, they should take him, Benson should take him over there, you're going to kill him. Let's see Rashi, let's see the Gemara inside the Rebbe. Yeah? Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi said, no. You are understanding that Pasuk said the best that should fetch the guy who killed the mazid out of Golos. You understood it means he should go to Golos. That's wrong. Rabbi said, no, he's not supposed to go to Golos. The person who killed the mazid, while we pulled him out of Golos, may atzman hin gerlin. They went by themselves.
Mistake.
It was by mistake. A person who killed the mazid, what's going on there? Rabbi Yisrael said, the Pasuk says, someone who killed the mazid, best that pulls him out of Golos. He was never supposed to go there. He went there on his own accord by mistake. Because they thought, whether you're a shagig, whether you're amazed, they thought whether you're a shagig, whether you're amazed, kultos, the Ari Miklat will absorb you and save you from getting killed. But they, they did not know she was shagig kultos, the amazed ain't a kultos. They were unaware of the fact that the Ari Miklat will only absorb and protect you if you kill by mistake and not if you kill on purpose. Meaning what? What are we Yisrael Yehuda saying? What are we Yisrael Yehuda saying? What are we Yisrael Yehuda saying? The reason why Yehuda said, the Pasuk says Bestin should pull the guy out of Bestin, out of Ari Miklat who killed the Mazik, means if you kill amazing, it means you should run there, then Beis Din calls you out later. They're saying it's not true. You're not supposed to, though. If someone went by mistake, because they thought it's going to save them, someone killed amazing. He went by mistake. He thought it's going to help. Beis Din then should pull the guy out. That's halacha. It's not teaching me.
So is he countering the end? Yeah, there is situations where it doesn't still occur.
He's arguing. Saying there's no such thing. If you kill Amazing, you are not supposed to go. He's arguing. Amazing really just said, if you kill,
it doesn't necessarily contradict, because let's say the guy running the Amazing is making that mistake.
Exactly. Good.
So there's still
the inn. Good. Nachon.
But not proven by the sukkah.
Nachon. The inn is a different inn. I mean, originally you're saying inn because you're supposed to go. Inn, you're saying a guy can mistake to go. Nachon. Again, good. It's okay. What happened in our Gemara? Our Gemara said, when the guy's running to Ari Miklat, tell them Goel Adam was a mistake. So we're saying, of course it's a mistake. Why else are you running? So the first shot was no. It could be you're running because you're supposed to be running there. It could be you're running because even in the case of Maisie, you're supposed to be running there. So you have to tell the Goel Adam to relax. It was a mistake. Or the Gemara said, no, could be no. I don't know if you're supposed to run here. But it could be you're making a mistake in running here. According to Rebbe, I don't know if he's supposed to run there. But maybe a guy is running there by mistake, doesn't know the halacha. So then also tell the Goel Adam, by the way, the Goel Adam could be chasing a guy. Say, maybe this guy is just running, he knows he did it on purpose. He's running anyway. So therefore, they want to say, no, it could be that the guy is running because it's really A, he did it on purpose. But he thinks he's supposed to run to Ari Miklat even on purpose. So again, we have a halacha here between Yehuda and Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda says, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the first opinion? Even if you kill on purpose, you have to go to Ari Miklat? Yes, you have to go to Ari Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda says, what does Rabbi say? Rabbi Yehuda says, no.
He's saying, no, it could be the guy's running by mistake. It's not ours, it's just running.
Yeah. If you kill on purpose, you're not supposed to run. So why is the pasuk telling you best that you go pull the guy out of there? That's if the guy ran because he didn't know the halacha. He killed on purpose. And then he ran. So then pull him out.
He thinks he killed the amazing, to dig the fake mishpat, might say, we're so good.
Nahon, that could also be a case. The Gemara said even
not,
more extreme.
Nahon.
You
might not know what he killed.
Yeah, then, what's he trying to tell the girl Adam? He did it by mistake. He didn't know yet. But then, how's he telling the girl Adam? I did it by mistake? In your case, he's not sure. Yeah, what's he trying to convince the girl Adam? I did it by mistake. We don't kill him. Even the rabbi. The case is he did it on purpose. There are people who did it on purpose. But they think he's supposed to run to Ari Miklat anyway. Or pardon, Rav Ram is saying another case. Rav Ram wants to say that he's not sure if he's Chayav Galus or not. A guy can run to Ari Miklat, and he doesn't know if it's a major or a shaggy. Right? So Beis Din pulls him out, regardless, Beis Din pulls him out. But that is this Gemara. Good? But, yeah, let's try to see the Gemara further. It's Mar. So holding now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hopefully we get another few months and let's get to the bottom of the Amma today with Hashem's help. It's 9 lines to the bottom of the Amma. Itmar. It was only we mentioned earlier. Itmar, we learned. It was stated. Ir She'im Bazakin, right? We're trying to wrap up a lot of halachas now about Ari Mikl. Ir She'im Bazakin, a city. Right, the next Mishnah is ready to start talking about the Gadol and all different things. Right now, it's still talking about the. Right, now it's still talking. Right, it's trying to wrap up the sugya about the guy, the girl, Adam running to Ari Miklat. And the guy that already did the Ari Miklat himself. Later, we'll talk about more things, but it's going to be about the Kohen Gadol, what type of Kohen Gadol has to die. Right, we know he stays in Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he was anointed, complications, different things. That's a shout until the end of the parak. Right? And if. Fine, more interesting things. Let's see. Itmar. Ir She'im Bazakin. A city which does not have Zakin in it. It was an Ir Miklat. Right? But I guess there's so many murderers coming in, all the rabbis ran away. There's no Zakin in it. Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Chad Amar once says, we have two rabbis. And the next following case, we're not going to know who said who. We have recorded the two rabbis argued. We're not clear who said what. Which rabbi said what. Good? Chad Amar, Chad like Echad. One of them said, Kailatis. Even though there's no rabbis, it could still absorb, and the killer could get saved by staying. Chada once said, "Ain't a kolatis. It does not absorb. It doesn't work. This Ari Miklat is presently out of service." Put up a big sign.
Out of service.
Until they get more rabbis moving in. Lamanda Amar in a Kolettes. According to the Manda Amar, the opinion who says it does not absorb, what? The Ira Zikna Ha'ir. You need to be have elders in the city of Aleka, and you don't have any. Lamanda Amar, according to the opinion that says Kolettes, it does absorb. Mitzvah Alma. It's just a mitzvah. Meaning, what's going on here? There's a pasuk in Yeshua that says that there must be zakenim in that city, in the Ir Miklat. Now, the question is that giving us an obligation, or is that giving us a telling us it's a nice thing to do? It's optional. It's the optional. It'd be nice to have a lot of rabbis helping these guys do tshuva, but it's not a must. That's not like one opinion holds. It's a must. When the pasuk says in Yeshua, you need to have the elders. You have to have it. And the other rabbi, no, it's just it's a good idea to have rabbis to do some kiruv to help all these killer guys. Hopefully they'll get them to do tshuva. Say it's a mitzvah. Whenever Gemara says mitzvah, means when we say mitzvah in Gemara, it means a mitzvah. He's like, it's a little bit sure it's a thing. So let's see Rashi. The Tavir Be'azne Zikne Ha'ir. Mikra B'Sefer Yeshua. It's a pasuk in Yeshua. So one opinion says, we need it. The other says, no, it's a mitzvah. What do you mean it's just a mitzvah? Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, means it's an extra thing. She was shum zakenim, there should be others in it. Umiyo, however. Ki eva zakenim, when it doesn't have zakenim, when it doesn't have elders, not mikolta, it also absorbs, it will still be in service, up and going. The mikolta is going to be functional, up and going to absorb for whoever, all the murders who come. Good? So that was talking about a ear, which does not have elders. Now, the obvious question we had that, where is this pasuk that says, the city needs to have zakenim? It's in Yeshua, which is a Nevi'im. Now, what's it coming out? It seems like we're learning a halacha from Navi. Now, there's no such thing. You're not allowed to do that. We only learn halachas from the Torah, from Sukkot, in the Torah, specifically. Navi, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, you can't learn any Sukkot. It's Gemara in somewhere. You say, where is the Gemara somewhere? Where is it? They bring down the fancy Gemara on the bottom. It's a Gemara in. Where is it? Oh, it's Gemara. So, one second. It says, so we have next verse. That's one. It's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma that payment out. It's a lot of Gemara. You have all the shots. You can't learn a halacha from Navi. So, how in the world can we learn a halacha here? The city must have elders from a pasuk in Yeshua. Good question, Rav Ram. So, Vada, the answer, which most times they say, is it's just brought down in Yeshua because it's a halacha of Moshe Sinai. It was really a halacha passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, which means it's not a split of them. However, we find the source for it for us, the source to know that such a halacha exists, is from Yeshua. But of course, the real source is a halacha of Moshe Sinai. That happens, you have a lot of Gemaras that answer this. Sometimes even the Gemara asks, how can you learn from Navi? You can't learn halacha from Navi. We'll tell you it's just a smachta, it's real halacha of Moshe Sinai. We're just giving support for me, it's just reminding us, but you can't learn support either. You can't learn halacha from Navi. Right? Fine, so one second. I skipped the Gemara. No one caught me. I skipped Amar Balada, Ir Sharuba writes them. I skipped the line, I skipped three lines, Baruch Hashem. 12 lines to the bottom. I skipped the Gemara. So I wanted to get to the Zikna here. Amar Balada, Ir Sharuba writes, when the city has mostly murderers, let's say that almost the whole city is murderers. These guys all killed the Shaggy. This city. Eina Kerletes. It does not absorb. It's mostly murderers. It's not absorbed. 51% of the populace are murderers. It does not absorb anymore. No, you can put up a big sign. It doesn't work for anybody anymore. The whole thing is not working. Even if the guy's living here for the past 20 years, there's too many murderers in the city. It doesn't work. Everybody should move back. Go find a new Ari Mikla. It's not going to work. Let's bring in more people. We said we had a mission earlier. Right? Mark earlier said bring in more populace. So if you can't bring in more people, more regular, normal, not non-murderers, then it's not going to work. It's really dysfunctional argument. Why should it not work? Because it says, the Davar isn't us, they zikne ahir ahi. To speak like this is the word, the pasuk from Yeshua, in the ears of the elder that city, Esdavar. It says, speak to him. Speak to the guy, and tell him your story. But make sure, tell him that the guy, the murderer, should come and tell the elder that city his story. But make sure it's not also hit their story. Right? When you come to the city, got to tell them your story. Make sure it's not also their story. If most of the city...
The pasuk would say, your story, plural.
With the, there's your stories.
Your
their
stories.
Story. Tell them your story.
It
says,
say your story.
Yeah, it said, when you come to Ari Miklat, tell them your story. Don't say, come tell them their story. You tell them, oh, by the way, I'm a guy, I'm walking up a ladder, I killed some b'shaygik. But they say, oh, yeah, I did, that's my story, too. That's not good. You just tell them your story. Don't tell them their story. If you come to see them, by the way, you know, I killed by mistake, say, oh, that's our story. It has to be your story. Once it's their story, too many murders in one city, it's not good. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like we said earlier, even though it's by mistake, these guys, if it happened by mistake, they have some type of track record of being in Russia. That's what we said earlier. Good? Fine. Message tomorrow, I try to get my fine. Go ahead.
I don't know if the Shia thing.